The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's start with this one from Good Housekeeping, The Science of Gifting. Julian Givi, G-I-V-I, Ph.D., an assistant professor of marketing at West Virginia University, presents the data on presents. The thought counts, really. One of Givi's heartwarming findings, whenever there's a multi-giver situation, givers think that how their gift compares to others' gifts matters a great deal. But in the eyes of recipients, it doesn't matter that much. We find that people just care about being cared about. Think long term. When people are trying to decide between two types of gifts, they often choose the wrong one, says Givi. Givers tend to focus on what makes a great gift in the moment. But the key is to take a step back and think about what's going to be good down the road. And people love a spontaneous gift, when there's no special occasion. Expectation is removed, found Givi. Another bonus of a just-because gift? It's clear that it's voluntary, which suggests that the giver cares about the recipient. From Real Simple, three tricky grooming tasks made easier. Now, this is for your pets. What you call self-care, most pets consider a hard pass. Here's how to see eye-to-eye-ish. For baths, before you fill the tub or sink, lay a towel to keep your dog from slipping. Brush their fur before bathing, then wet their face with a damp cloth. Soak their body with a pitcher of warm water or a handheld shower head. Rub in shampoo and rinse it out, squeegeeing fur with your hand until you don't see suds. Use the damp cloth to rinse their face. If your pup starts to pull a Baywatch hair flip as you're washing, place a hand on their head to help hold them still. Stash a towel within reach so you can lift it to form a barrier when you're ready for your pup to shake off, or be prepared to slide the shower curtain shut with the quickness of Usain Bolt. Cat owners, if you think baths don't apply to you, they actually might. Generally, cats' sandpaper tongues are the best grooming tool, but if your cat gets into something smelly or sticky, has a skin condition, or is too old to groom, you may need to turn on the sink. And for nail trims, most pets need a mani-pedi every 4 to 6 weeks. Ease them into it by gently touching their paws, then their nails when they're relaxed, working your way up to cutting one or two nails at a time. Ideally, a second person can distract your pet with a toy, treat, or calming massage as you trim. Lightly massaging your cat's scruff or your dog's face may help relieve stress. Whether you use scissor-style or guillotine-style clippers, or a dog-specific rotating grinder, which some dogs and owners prefer, avoid cutting too close to the quick or pink part of the nail. If your pet has dark nails, make small cuts, and stop when you see a grayish-pink oval start to appear at the top of the snipped surface. Have a tub of Styptic powder. Try Miracle Care Quick Stop Styptic powder, available for $4, for a half an ounce on Chewy.com. Have that on hand to staunch bleeding in case you accidentally cut the quick. And for toothbrushing, the ideal, you brush your pet's teeth every day for a minute or two. The reality, they flee the minute they see bristles. Try giving them a few weeks to get used to toothbrushing. Start by letting them taste pet toothpaste off your finger, then dab a bit on a tooth, then have them lick it off their toothbrush. If that doesn't work, try wiping their teeth with dental wipes. Whether you brush or wipe, sit behind your pet so they can't back away from you. If they don't let you do either, ask your vet about oral care kibble or oral vet denta-chews. The chews work to loosen and remove plaque and include an ingredient that helps ward off bacteria. From Woman's Day, more plants, please. Foods from the earth benefit your heart, your brain, and more, says D.J. Blattner, RDN, author of The Flexitarian Diet. So load up. Spell her name B-L-A-T-N-E-R. Take baby steps. You don't have to go vegetarian or vegan. The point is to eat less meat and have more plant foods more often. Make a list of eats to add to your whole grain program, to your plates, pulses like beans and lentils, seeds and nuts, and all the fruits and veggies you desire. View it as a foodie adventure. Explore salad greens and unfamiliar veggies. Discover new pulses like pigeon peas and butter beans. Try grains like sorghum or farro. And taste meat substitutes like tempeh and jackfruit. And have fun. Throw bean-themed nights. Try white beans in Italian dishes, pintos in tacos or edamame with a Japanese meal. From Martha Stewart Living, Core Values. The gold standard for a fit midsection is no longer a six-pack or cinched waist. It's a balance of inner strength and all-around stability that, yes, makes you look lean, but more important, helps you move freely and avoid injury for years to come. Here are four simple ways to get centered. Marvel superheroes aside, nobody needs washboard abs to prove her might. In fact, physical therapists, trainers, and sports scientists agree that workouts targeting the abdominals and neglecting the rest of the torso may increase your risk of injury and back pain. The more modern approach is to think holistically about your core, starting with understanding its anatomy. The term doesn't just refer to your waistline. It encompasses all the muscles in your back, hips, buttocks, pelvic floor, the hammock of muscles and ligaments that stretches from the tailbone to the pubic bone, supporting the bladder and uterus, and diaphragm, a dome-shaped muscle just below the heart and lungs that regulates breathing, digestion, and other vital functions. A healthy core facilitates complex movement of the spine, bending forward, backward, and right and left, as well as twisting into different positions, says Katie Bowman, MS, a biomechanist and the author of Diastasis Recti, the Whole Body Solution to Abdominal Weakness and Separation. I'll spell her last name, Bowman. When it's flexible and strong, we move with ease. So consider these tactics and start transforming. 1. Think 360. If you regularly do crunches, unfurl yourself and relax. Powering through too many can cause spinal discs to bulge and press painfully on your nerves. Instead, train your whole trunk at once. Our core muscles have distinct functions. Glutes rotate the hips and keep the pelvis stable, for example. But together they provide dynamic support all around the spine. Like flexible guy lines tethering a cell phone tower, says Stuart McGill, Ph.D., a professor emeritus of spine biomechanics at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, and author of Back Mechanic. His last name, M.C., capital G-I-L-L. To keep them supple and strong, aim for 5 to 10 minutes of core exercises every other day, suggests Elizabeth Melville, a Milwaukee physical therapist. Some safe spine-neutral moves? Bird dogs. Starting on all fours, extend your opposite arm and leg, holding for 5 counts before switching. This facilitates cross-body movements like pulling a heavy bin down from a high shelf. Also try bridges, lying on your back and pressing through your feet to lift your hips upward. Helps send juice to your glutes for running, golfing, or hoisting your dog into a bath. And planks, regular and on the side, are unparalleled for stabilizing you all day long, whether you're gardening or grabbing a gallon of milk from the fridge. Hold the planks for equal amounts of time, say 30 seconds each, to fire up your obliques and abdominals evenly. If doing them from your toes is too challenging, drop to your knees. And if you don't know, a plank is where you're lying down facing the ground. You're on your elbows and your toes, and that's it. And it's not as easy as it sounds. And unclench already. Sucking in your stomach is another old-fashioned move and a recipe for back pain. When you contract your abs too much, they can tug your spine out of alignment, curling you forward into a shrimp shape and impeding your airflow. Shallow breaths can also increase blood pressure and keep you in a state of chronic low-grade stress. Oof. You may also be more likely to experience problems in your pelvic floor, such as incontinence. To unlearn this tendency, Julie Wiebe, a clinical assistant professor in the physical therapy department at the University of Michigan, Flint, suggests it's first practicing deep diaphragmatic breathing. While sitting or standing, slowly expand your stomach with an in-breath, then imagine your pelvic floor muscles relaxing downward at the end of your inhalation. Or try what she calls an umbrella breath. Place your hands high up on both sides of your rib cage and feel your ribs gently opening as you inhale and closing as you exhale. Next, she suggests combining one of these deep inhalations with a squat to reinforce the message to your brain, your pelvic floor, and the rest of your core that it's possible to move in a way that's flexible and relaxed. With enough practice, this sensation will become a second nature. Beyond teaching people to breathe better, Wiebe often shows them better ways to use this team of muscles in a balanced and responsive way for movements. For runners experiencing back pain or incontinence, for instance, she fine-tunes their strides so they lean forward slightly with a more relaxed belly to help reduce the impact on the joints that occurs with each footfall. Next, rise on the reg. To maintain a limber, i.e. functional midsection, move as much as you can, says Bowman. Standing up, even for a few seconds, has been shown to keep your balance systems tuned up, so we maintain coordination, says Joan Vernikos, a former NASA scientist and author of Sitting Kills, Moving Heals. Her last name, Vernikos. Walk around when you take calls, even if it's just from the kitchen to the bathroom, or set timers on the half hour to remind yourself to get a groove on. If you have 5 minutes between meetings, sneak in a few reps of core stabilizing exercises, both single leg lifts. Standing on one foot, slowly lift up your opposite knee to a 90-degree angle and hold with your core braced and hips held level, then switch sides. Or Romanian deadlifts. Hinge forward at the waist, lifting one leg behind you with hips held square until your torso is almost parallel to the floor. Squeeze your glutes to stand back up, then switch sides. Those both improve balance and strength. And last, mind your spine. Whether standing at the counter chopping veggies or sitting down to dinner, tune into your posture. The movement of your spine is optimized when the vertebrae stack up in a slight S shape. To facilitate good form, untuck your pelvis. Imagine it's a mixing bowl of batter you're tilting forward slightly to pour out. Then lift your rib cage and relax your shoulders, says Bowman. When sitting for long stretches, scoot forward so you aren't using the back of the chair to hold you up. Slouching automatically turns off your trunk. So check your posture every 30 minutes or so to reset, pouring that batter, and following all the other cues above. They're all small habits, but they amount to a strong core. From Better Homes and Gardens, Recycling Simplified. Melanie Manarino, author of The Almost Zero Waste Guide, I'll spell her last name, Mannarino. She tracked down some of the most common curbside conundrums so you can raise your recycling game. Most of us think we know how to recycle, but our bins say otherwise. In the U.S., just 32% of items that can be recycled end up in the proper bin. The EPA's goal is 50% by 2030. So here's some info to help us get there. Plastic bottles. Anything that has a neck for a screw-on lid is likely recyclable, says Mitch Headland, executive director of Recycle Across America. But double-check your town's rules. Most recycle number one and number two plastics. You can find the number in the little triangle on the bottom. But there are seven total numbered plastics, and rules vary widely. Recycling your number five yogurt container in a city that takes only ones and twos does more harm than good. Caps, Screw them on unless the label or your town says otherwise. Cardboard. Gooey cheese melted on a pizza box could imperil all the clean cardboard next to it. Modern technology can handle paper with minor grease stains, says Nina Shaw of the EPA, but if it's loaded with food residue, trash it. Jars. Great news for anyone wondering how much water they're wasting trying to rinse that last bit of peanut butter from the jar. The EPA says spatula clean, scraping out as much residue as you can, is good enough. Plastic film. Remove and trash the plastic in tissue boxes and cellophane from plastic cartons before recycling, but don't stress if you forget. It won't spoil the batch. Window envelopes, coupons, and sticky notes can go in with paper. Skip the following. Plastic straws and utensils. Make it a habit to skip straws and specify no cutlery, please, when you order takeout. Mixed materials. Items like toothpaste tubes and floss containers mix metals and plastics. A surprise no-no, disposable coffee cups, they're paper coated in plastic. And plastic bags. Tossing in even one grocery bag or paper towel wrapper, or putting recyclables in a trash bag, can jam processing machines or divert entire truckloads to the landfill. Supermarkets, municipal buildings, and libraries often have drop boxes for those items. From Good Housekeeping, are memory foam or latex pillows better? Answer: both are types of foam that keep their shape and offer neck support. Also, both are available in pillows with solid foam, which feel firmer, or shredded pieces, which feel more plush and can often be adjusted. But there are key differences that can help you decide which fill is best for you. Choose latex if you prefer natural materials or a bouncier feel or are a hot sleeper. Natural latex is made from rubber tree sap and can be organic. Pillows using it are more resilient and don't trap heat as easily as memory foam ones. Good Housekeeping Lab Pick, Naturepedic Organic 2-in-1 Adjustable Latex Pillow from $99 at naturepedic.com, naturepedic.com. Choose memory foam if you want a more affordable option or suffer from neck pain. Memory foam pillows are made of polyurethane, a less pricey synthetic foam. They respond to pressure and contour to your head to promote proper alignment. Good Housekeeping Lab Pick, Coop Home Goods Original Pillow, $72 at Amazon.com. From Real Simple, the cambray top, that's the essential item. The blue fabric softens with each wash, so go ahead and wear this shirt with everything. And they offer you three options. All of them start with a shirt they chose, the relaxed fit cambray shirt from J. Crew, $89.50. And they're showing on two of their options, no, on one option, the first option, they're showing the sleeves rolled up a little bit. It says, add a sweater vest and jeans. A cashmere vest keeps you cozy, while white jeans and a bold bag practically scream spring. And the other, another option, add a pleated skirt and heels. Fluttery pleats and textured pumps prove formal doesn't have to be fussy. They've got the sleeves down on that one. And then add a jumpsuit. Layer some cambray under a denim jumpsuit. Throw on a printed scarf and voila, you've got an outfit that is equal parts comfy and cool. Looks a little bit gas station attendant to me. I don't know on that one. From Better Homes and Gardens, lemon poppy seed zucchini bread. Hands-on time, 20 minutes. Total time, 1 hour and 20, plus cooling. We need 1 3/4 cups all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon poppy seeds, 1/2 teaspoon baking powder, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1 cup plus 2 tablespoons sugar, 1/4 cup butter softened, 1/2 cup sour cream, 2 tablespoons loosely packed lemon zest, 3 eggs, 2 cups grated or shredded zucchini, 2 tablespoons lemon juice. Preheat oven to 350, grease bottom and half inch up the sides of a 9 by 5 inch loaf pan. In a medium bowl, stir together the flour, poppy seeds, baking powder, baking soda, and a half teaspoon kosher salt. In a large bowl, beat 1 cup of the sugar, the butter, and a 1/4 cup canola oil with a mixer on medium until light and fluffy. Add sour cream and lemon zest. Beat till smooth. Beat in eggs 1 at a time until combined. Stir in zucchini. Add flour mixture to the zucchini mixture. Fold just until combined. The batter may be lumpy. Spoon into prepared pan. And I do not have the rest. I'm so sorry. I'm guessing it bakes for an hour, and we've already got the temperature 350. And I'm so sorry I don't have the rest. From Martha Stewart Living, a meatless meal, spaghettini with charred scallions and peas, and I'm sure I have the whole thing on this one. 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil. 2 tablespoons unsalted butter divided, 1 large bunch of scallions chopped, or 2 cups, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 2 cloves garlic minced, 1 cup fresh shelled peas, 8 ounces of asparagus trimmed and cut into 1-inch pieces, 12 ounces spaghettini, 4 ounces pecorino romano grated, or about a cup, plus more for serving, 1 teaspoon julienned lemon zest, plus 1 tablespoon fresh juice. Heat oil and 1 tablespoon butter in a large skillet or braiser over medium-high. Add scallions, season with salt and pepper, and cook, stirring occasionally, until golden and beginning to char, 4 to 5 minutes. Stir in garlic, peas, and asparagus. Add 1/4 cup of water. Cover and simmer until vegetables are crisp tender, 3 to 4 minutes. Season to taste. Meanwhile, bring a large pot of salted water to a boil. Add pasta and cook per package directions until al dente. Reserve 1 cup pasta water. Drain. Add pasta to the skillet along with a 1/2 cup pasta water and remaining 1 tablespoon butter. Stir vigorously, adding more water as needed, 1 tablespoon at a time, to create a silky sauce. Remove from heat, stir in cheese, zest, and juice, and more pasta water if needed. Season and serve with more cheese and pepper. Total inactive time, 20 minutes. Serves 4. From Woman's Day, 3 meat loaf, hot or cold. It's active time, 15 minutes, total time 1 hour and 10, and it serves 8 to 10 people, so good for a dinner party. We need 1/2 cup milk, 1 egg slightly beaten, 2 tablespoons reduced sodium soy sauce, 2 teaspoons Worcestershire sauce, 1/4 teaspoon dried thyme, 1/4 teaspoon dried marjoram, kosher salt and pepper, 1/2 cup dried breadcrumbs, 1 pound ground beef, 3/4 pound ground veal, 1/2 pound ground pork, 1 small onion grated. Heat oven to 350, line rimmed baking sheet with foil. In a large bowl, whisk together the milk, egg, soy sauce, Worcestershire sauce, thyme, marjoram, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Stir in breadcrumbs and let sit 5 minutes. Add veal, beef, pork, and onion, and mix to combine. Shape into 2 8 to 9 inch loaves and place on prepared sheet. Bake until internal temperature reaches 160 degrees, about 50 to 60 minutes. Let sit at least 5 minutes before slicing, or let cool and refrigerate in airtight container for up to 4 days. For an easy mushroom sauce, warm 1 10.5-ounce can of cream of mushroom soup with 1/2 can of milk. From Real Simple, a tropical fruit salad. active time, 15 minutes. Total time is 30, and it serves 8. We need 2 cups of 1-inch papaya cubes, 2 cups 1-inch pineapple cubes, 2 cups 1-inch mango cubes, and they said you may need up to 2 mangoes for that one, 2 kiwis peeled and cut into half moons, 2 tablespoons granulated sugar, 1 tablespoon fresh lime juice, a pinch of kosher salt, 2 cups plain coconut milk yogurt, such as Coco June, and a quarter cup lightly toasted, unsweetened, flaked coconut. Place papaya, pineapple, mango, and kiwis in a large bowl. Add sugar, lime juice, and salt. Gently toss to combine. Let stand for 15 minutes at room temperature or cover and refrigerate for up to an hour. Spread yogurt in a thick layer on a platter. Mound the fruit mixture on top of the yogurt using a slotted spoon. Top with flaked coconut. From Woman's Day, the health checklist, protect your brain, play games. Doing a variety of activities such as cooking, playing games, and walking may help lower your risk of developing dementia. So find a buddy and play the Scrabble-like app, Words with Friends. Eat yogurt for a healthier heart. People with high blood pressure who ate yogurt regularly had blood pressure readings about 7 points lower than those who didn't. So pick yogurt without added sugar, like plain Greek yogurt. Top it off with berries and pistachios. Choose greener cleaners. Before you start spring cleaning, look at your cleaning products and see if you can replace any with greener ones. This can reduce your exposure to up to 17 cancer-causing or endocrine-disrupting chemicals, according to new research. So opt for products with a safer choice label and wear gloves. Be careful with CBD. The states all have different regulations about that. Research indicates that cannabinoids can interact harmfully with some prescription medicines. So ask your doctor before trying any cannabinoids. And take breaks when watching TV. People who watch 4 or more hours of TV daily are 35% more likely to have blood clots than those who watch less than 2.5 hours. So stand up, stretch, and walk around at least every 30 minutes. From Real Simple, a little quote here, or I guess it's a little tip. Potent powder. Don't relegate cinnamon only to sweets. Savory dishes also benefit from its impressive health perks. It has anti-inflammatory properties and may help reduce hypertension, cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugar. And now a quote from Real Simple. What a joy it is in life when you happen to have a clean, warm kitchen. And that was Olga Tokarczuk from Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead. If you're interested, I'll spell the last name. Tokarczuk. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. We appreciate you and hope to see you next time. Bye now.